And it's over. Just like that, the Trinity Continuum Ether Kickstarter has come to an end just about an hour or so ago, and we ended up the campaign with 1,100 backers, $56,758 raised, which is almost three times the goal that was set for this project. This has got to be one of the coolest role-playing game products ever made for any game system. I am so excited about this amazing Victorian literature, fantasy, science fiction game setting. I am going to have so much fun with this, and I know you are too. But first of all, welcome back everybody to Trinity Continuum Airwaves. My name is Corey Reynolds. I am your host, and this is a podcast all about the Trinity Continuum. And we are just finishing up a Kickstarter here. And looking back at other Kickstarters for Trinity Continuum products, we see that Ether represents a little bit of growth in this area. Now, you can't really compete with the initial offerings of the Trinity Continuum Core and the established eras and settings of Eon, Aberrant, and Adventure. Of course, those were going to be way up there in terms of the backers and the money raised and whatnot. Comparing this one, though, to Anima, which was also a ridiculously cool setting and the one that actually drew my attention back to the Trinity Continuum when I first got back into this game, it was because of the Anima Kickstarter, which I thought just sounded so stinking cool and represented the fact that this game was going to get bigger than just simply Eon, Aberrant, and Adventure. And so my attention was absolutely arrested by that campaign. But when you look at Anima, it had 1,010 backers. And now Ether has 1,100 backers. So we have a 9% increase in the number of backers. I think that's sort of the key metric. The, you know, money raised was slightly higher as well in Ether. But anyway, it looks like there's some growth now in these sort of new expansion eras of the Continuum. And I think that's really a positive sign. So I'm looking forward to what's going to happen in the future when we get to Aegis, and who knows what's coming beyond that. So very cool here. This is, I think, a very successful campaign overall, passing a number of stretch goals, 11 in fact, including all of the most important sorts of things that you get from this kind of a campaign: the reference screen, jump start with ready-made characters kind of baked into that. But we also got all three parts of the Ethernaut collection, which is sort of this character folio of all of these Victorian literature characters, fantastic characters and whatnot. Going to be a lot of cool stuff in there. We got the t-shirts, we got the wallpapers, but the last stretch goal to be unlocked was one that I am personally very excited about, and that is an audio drama. I listened to the adventure audio drama that they did back a couple of months ago. Got me really psyched about this game right as I was getting into it. So I can't wait to hear what they do with the Ether audio drama. I'm guessing it's going to have a lot of cool stuff about the Martian invasion in there. And so I can't wait to hear what they come up with. They always do such a good job with those things. And we have all of the chapters now released to us in the manuscript preview as a part of this Kickstarter campaign, including the very last chapter, which is one of the coolest. It is the Setting Secrets chapter. And if you're sort of new to Trinity Continuum games, let me just tell you that each one of their major setting expansion books, starting with Eon and then also Aberrant and Adventure and Anima and now Ether, the books have as the last chapter in the book this Setting Secrets chapter that really goes in and tells you exactly what's going on behind the scenes. And now, don't worry, I'm not going to spoil anything for you in the Ether chapter. I know that they always try to keep those things kind of away from the players so that storytellers have a lot more fuel to just kind of drive their stories. And so I don't want to ruin any of those surprises. If you're into it, you can just go read that chapter and you will find that it is super cool. Look, can I say just one thing that's not really spoilery? I love how sci-fi the whole Trinity Continuum is. This whole multiversal thing that they've got going on. This is no spoiler. This is no surprise to any of you who've read any of the Trinity Continuum books, because you know the whole thing is about a continuum of realities, of different multiverse things that are all smashed together. And so just kind of carrying on with that theme, there are a lot of really good story hooks in that Setting Secrets chapter. And so, this is one of the things that just really won my heart over to this game. Is, you know, you play other games like, let's say Pathfinder, for example. And there are all kinds of setting secrets that that even storytellers or, I guess, game masters are never really let in on. What happened to Aridin, the god of humanity? What happened to Galarian in Starfinder? It just disappeared and left this 300-year gap where nobody has any knowledge of what happened. And if that game were a Trinity Continuum game, at the end of the book, there would be a setting secrets chapter that would tell you exactly what happened to Aridin and exactly what happened to Galarian. And that's what I find just so cool. It's the difference between J.J. Abrams' Fringe series and his Lost series, right? So in Lost, you have so many loose ends, you have so many secrets that you don't know the answers to. By the time you get to the end of the show, you're just like, what the heck happened here? And of course, the last episode is just ultra disappointing, and you went on this wild ride of a show, and you get to the end, you're like, what the heck was all this? You know, when you watch Fringe, however, it's like they really learned their lesson, and they decided to do exactly what fans wanted them to do the whole time with Lost. And so in Fringe, you have a story arc that is very clean. All of the secrets are revealed as you go along. There are episodes in that show where they just give you exactly what you've been waiting for. And they don't wait till the very, very end of the series to do it either. No, like right in the middle of a season, they'll just be like, you want to know what happened back in the 80s? Here's an episode showing you exactly what happened so that you are in full awareness of all the stuff that's going on here. There was just so much payout there to the fans. It was just exactly what we wanted to see. That's why it remains to this day, like, I think probably the greatest show. I mean, especially from that perspective of, you know, having a very tight story arc, told a very complex and mysterious, engaging story, and yet fully unpacked all of the secrets and let the viewer get it. Let you actually consume the entire meal and the dessert at the end. It was just amazing. And so that's what these Trinity Continuum books do. Ether does not disappoint. Some fantastic information in that chapter. I want to talk all about it, but I'm not going to, because I want to save that surprise for you. If you're a player in one of these games, I want you to be able to enjoy, you know, unpacking that once you get there. But if you really want to read it, just go get it. Nobody's telling you can't, okay? Except maybe your storyteller. But don't listen to him. Just read it. Anyway, good stuff. Very good stuff there. So with Ether now kind of pulling out of the gate and getting started down the road of getting a book published, we get to turn our attention to some other things that are coming. Ether's kind of like, it's sort of absorbed all the air in the room for the last month or so, but now that it's kind of out of the way, I guess you could say, for the moment, we get to see that we've got assassins just barreling down on us. Now, assassins, you can go out there right now and get the PDF from drivethroughrpg.com. You've been able to do that for months. It is a pre-order, essentially, and the book is not totally complete yet. It still has some various things, some editing and all that kind of stuff that they were working on. And so what I'm talking about is the full finished version of Assassins is on the way. It's coming very soon. They just finished the dreaded page XX edits that they always do right toward the end of a book like this when they're putting it together. That's usually one of the very last things that gets done. And so we are very close now to the final PDF, and what I'm looking forward to even more than that is the print on demand copy, because I want a copy of this book in my hand and on my shelf. I want it to go along with all the rest of my Trinity Continuum books. I'm looking forward to what that's going to look like there. I have actually kept myself from reading it until this point because I want to read the physical paper copy in my hands. And so to me, it's like a brand new setting expansion book that I have not gotten the chance to dig into yet. And so I am ultra excited about Assassins. I am already thinking of all kinds of ideas of stories that I can tell and characters that I can play in that one. And so super looking forward to that. I'm really hoping it's going to be our next Wednesday release. We'll see. We'll see when we get there. But also thinking of things that are coming down the way, I guess maybe I can, or I really hate to overpromise and underdeliver. I hate to say I'm working on something and then not actually release it. It's kind of one of my pet peeves when I see other people do it, and so I sort of hate to do it, but I guess I can say a little bit. You know, my Midjourney obsession that I've talked about a couple of times on the show now has actually all been for a purpose. I've been using Midjourney as a sort of on retainer illustrator to make illustrations for an adventure that I'm putting together for Trinity Continuum. And this will hopefully be the first of many I am working through getting all of the layout set out so it looks as professional as possible. And so hopefully I will have something very soon to discuss about that coming out. I'm looking forward to publishing this adventure through the StoryPath Nexus. I hope to be able to run this adventure on one of the Onyx Path game nights on startplaying.com. And I'm looking forward to running it with my kids. So I just, you know, I'm gearing up for this thing, and I've put a lot of work into it. So I think I can say confidently at this point that this is something that I've been working on and that I will hopefully be releasing soon. And you, of course, will hear more about that when I get there. But like I said, once I get this thing out of the way and I've got all the layout set up and everything like I want it, I think producing a second and a third and a fourth will be very easy. But I'm trying to do a full adventure with sample characters that are already created for you to run through it, so you can just take your friends who know absolutely nothing about the game and just run them through. So looking forward to that one. This one's just going to be a base Trinity Continuum core adventure, and after that, who knows? I certainly want to play a whole lot of Aberrant. I want to play some Eon. Those kinds of things seem fascinating to me as adventure comes out. I don't know what the process is for games and game expansions that have not formally been released yet. Games like Adventure and Anima and Aether. Can you publish adventures for those in StoryPath Nexus? I've never really seen that, but then again, I don't really look around in the StoryPath Nexus, so I don't really know. But I'm looking forward to getting into all of that, and I look forward to hearing some good feedback from you guys once I do so. But what are you looking forward to most now that the Aether Kickstarter has come and gone? What's the next thing on your radar? Which book are you excited about coming down the pipe next? What do you want to see? Give me a call at 678-369-3214, and we will put your thoughts and ideas on the air. Or you want to send us an email, send it to trinitycontinuumairwaves@gmail.com, and we'll talk about your idea as well. Tell us what you want to see next on this show, in fact. I'd love to hear from you. But that's just about going to wrap it up for this episode. As always, I can't wait to see you in the next one.